once again here in Chicago at BI's 20th anniversary of their PERS symposium. And Dr. P.H. Ratkin is from Denmark, and he is here with BI. And he talked to us a little bit about what they're doing over there to help control the PERS virus. First of all, tell me a little bit about your background in the industry.
I was, before I came to BI 10 years ago, I was a practitioner for 15 years, and I've been working with a person in the field, first as a practitioner and later on as a technician in BI. So actually I think I have 22 years working with PERS.
Well, it's definitely not a new thing for you. We talked a lot about the programs that, or the program that you put into place, and comparing it to the ARC program here in the United States. Very similar. Any differences?
I think the big difference is that we still think that we can eliminate PERS from areas, whereas I think the most of the programs in the U.S. is directed to control of PERS. But we are still ambitious and think we can eliminate it from areas.
Well, you talked a lot about communicating to the farmer when you initially put this out there. What were some of the thoughts that you shared with us from the farmers?
Regarding communication?
Regarding the program in itself, the types of vaccination and the biosecurity.
Yeah, the thing is that when you, the thing is that the goals that are put up has to come, or become and be accepted from the farmers. So all the participants need to accept and agree on the goals. I think if you are not in line with all, you won't succeed. And the other thing is that both the communication between vets and farmers, but also between the producers, has to be good if you need to succeed. Everybody has to help each other.
Well, you talked about in our Q&A session as we wrapped up, the one key phrase was to stick to your management rules. Why do you feel that is so important?
Because we can see that if we fail, it's not due to the program. The program was perfect. Our vaccination program was perfect. So it's still come down to the basic rules in the management. If you don't follow the rules on the flow, the optimal flow, or stick to the management rules, then it's small things on a single farm that can put the project at risk.
Well, what were the biggest challenges? You talked about, 12 months later and the results, but in those 12 months, what were the biggest challenges that you felt that you faced?
I think the thing was also that was the failure we made, that when we actually had a positive batch or two positive batch, that we didn't have a solution ready. So we kept these pigs in the project, and we should definitely have kicked them out. That was the single worst thing we did, and that was a big mistake. And we should have been able to take care of that already before. In our plan, we should have had a plan B for that, you could say.
Take-home message for those in attendance.
It is that, yes, stick to the management rule, follow the plan you have. And also, it's nice to collect data. We heard a lot about collecting data today and also present them in a nice way. But the really essential is that react on what you collect of data. So make something with your data and react fast.
That's what we talked about a lot here in the last wrap-up. Q&A was data, and if you're not going to use it, then don't take it. But if you're going to collect it, utilize it. Well, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to share about what's going on overseas here at the as we're talking about PERS here in North America. I'm once again Jamie Johansson.